New Year's Potpourri. I'm John Johnson, and we'll cover a little bit of everything next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget,
that moment.
As long as I live. My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The holiday season was filled with all kinds of activities tied to our high school sports world, dominated by Michigan State's football victory at the Rose Bowl, where walk-on senior Kyler Ellsworth of Goodrich stepped into the starting lineup and was the defensive player of the game. Ellsworth was a three-sport star for the Martians and a two-time Division III wrestling champion at 189 pounds, posting a 135-1 record over his junior and senior years. We've got his title match from the MHSAA Individual D3 Finals posted on the second half page of the MHSAA website if you'd like to take a look. You can also visit the second half to look at some video put together by several schools in the MHSAA School Broadcast Program about their field trip to the MHSAA football finals in November. Nearly 80 youngsters from about a dozen schools took part over the 2 days, all of them getting a behind-the-scenes look at television production, spending time on board the Game Creek Video FX facilities that'll be used to broadcast the Super Bowl in a few weeks. We had a rule in our house when our kids were growing up that you had to have an activity. It didn't have to be sports. Our son enjoyed distance running and had a great experience in cross country and track. Our daughter somehow caught her dad's passion for electronic media, and her after school activity was television production, where she actually won awards for her football directing. And so when I saw these kids from places like Cedar Springs and Davison and Montrose and Hillman, among others, appreciating the opportunity they had at Ford Field a month ago, it reminded me again that there are many, many activities that involve kids in our schools that really get them engaged and benefit them. Speaking of things that benefit kids, or better yet, don't benefit kids, I thought I would escape the Christmas season without having to face the video pollution of these so-called high school all-star football games. No such luck. One of those recruiting fests was on every TV monitor of a restaurant I sat down in last weekend. I still think these games do absolutely nothing to benefit the kids, who are exploited at every turn by sponsors, sporting goods manufacturers, recruiting media slime, and the like. They scare the daylights out of their future college coaches over injury possibilities, and I laugh at those who say kids need these opportunities to get college scholarships. Hey, guess what? They're already all announcing where they're going during the telecast of these events if they haven't declared already. The odds of being selected to one of these games to begin with are less than they are of making the jump from high school to college football in general, and even less than making the jump from college to professional football. So don't tell me these games benefit kids. And finally, I remember seeing on Facebook one night a post that said, "Click like if you thought the Star Spangled Banner should still be played before sporting events." And it appeared that the response was overwhelmingly in favor. Now, if we could just remind some people about the proper way to act during the playing of our national anthem. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.